At just 18, Ella Howard has already learned more about politics than most young people. After sitting on student council at St. Teresa's Catholic High School from grade 9 to grade 11, she ran unsuccessfully for student body president in her senior year recently. "That didn't work out," she says with quiet reserve. Like any true leader with lots of motivation to spare, Howard did not let that slow her down. She went on to co-chair the Relay for Life event for the Canadian Cancer Society, raising more than double their fundraising goal, and as an experienced dancer, she co-choreographed her school's disco-themed musical review. Ella Howard, Center, is flanked by some of her fellow organizers for the Relay for Life, which raised more than $35,000. St. Teresa's Catholic High School Relay for Life committee members, from left, Andrew Jones, Audrey Gignac, Howard, Spencer Reynolds and Lily Rankin. Supplied photo. Given that this was the first in-person Relay for Life event the school held for a few years, Howard says she and her fellow organizers didn't know what to expect. "There were a lot of kids coming in who didn't know what a relay event looked like," says Howard. Their Relay for Life attracted more than 100 participants who walked the track at the school for more than 6 hours. There were prizes, and games to keep spirits high, which isn't hard for a team of beaming young people motivated by the goodness of their hearts to raise funds for a great cause. The organizing team set a fundraising goal of $15,000 and surpassed that goal by more than double, providing more than $35,000 to the Canadian Cancer Society. "It was a great day and I'm super proud of our school and our community," Howard says, a satisfied smile on her face. "I have been directly affected by cancer in my family," says Howard, explaining that survivors who were also staff members, students, and members of the community shared their experiences at the event. Collectively, across Canada, Relay for Life events raised over $4 million, and they continue to accept donations until August 31. Howard says the event is important not only to raise money, but also to spread awareness and positivity, and provide support to those that have struggled with cancer, or witnessed a family member fight or lose a battle with cancer. As part of the event, each participant decorates a paper bag, and then lights candles underneath like paper lanterns representing a life lost to cancer. "It was something special to watch," says the community-minded teen. Earlier in the spring, Howard put on her dancing shoes and helped choreograph a musical review about the disco era called Hooked on a Feeling. While Howard says her dance career, starting at age 4 and turning competitive at age 7, certainly helped prepare her for taking on the leadership role of choreographing the dance moves, as a young person, she really didn't know what disco looked like. "I am obviously not trained in disco," Howard laughs. "So, I watched videos on YouTube of Soul Train, and picked up bits of dance from the disco era from there. It was fun to teach and learn." For this dancing queen, her motivation for being so involved in these events at school is all about being a part of something larger. "It's about providing something for the student body. It's really rewarding to see the looks of joy on their faces when they're participating in an event that you have set up," says the former St. Teresa's senior. Next year, Howard will pursue her university education in life sciences at Queen's University. Ultimately, she hopes to study to become a dentist so she can continue to put smiles on the faces of those around her.